Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Down here in the Music City tonight as they do battle with Nashville for the third time this season. And the Hawks' success or failure will hinge on how intensively they skate, shoot, check, and defend, all in the hopes of snapping a three-game winless streak. Down to center ice we go. The two captains face off. Fisher against Taves. Third meeting of five between the Blackhawks and the Predators set to begin. You have Neal and Hartman jousting with one another. The drop of the puck are underway, and the Predators control. Put it ahead, Jordan Tutu, a former Nashville Predator, and he runs Granberg into the left wing boards in the corner with a massive shoulder check. Early on, that's the check of the game for the Hawks. And it's taken into the Hawk zone. Right circle, Fiala with a backhand. Big save by Crawford as he went down on his knees and got wide and knocked the puck wide. Taves pokes it free in behind the Predator net. Then took it to the left corner, gave it a Panarin left point to Key straightaway and drive, they score! Artem Anisimov at the top of the crease deflects that one through the five hole on Pekarinne. It's a power play goal and the Hawks lead in Nashville, 1-0. In the near corner Hawk zone, Dennis Rasmussen grabs the puck, tries to lift it out, captured at the line by Johansson, put it across and drive, they score! Predators get it right back. Philip Forsberg backing up at the top of the left circle. Took a pass that originated from the right point from Ryan Johansson and one-timed it past Crawford. Tied at one. Inside the Hawk zone in the near corner, Jalmerson fishes out a puck. Put it behind the Hawk net. They delude. Seabrook look out. Right in front of the net. A point-blank shot by James Neal. And Crawford got wide down in the butterfly position to knock it away. Saving the game for Corey Crawford early on. To the line, Josi, right point to Johansson, right wing circle. Back to Josi near the high slot. To Ekholm, top of the left wing circle to Josi, to Johansson, to Ekholm, left circle. Put it in front, Fisher shoots and scores. It's a power play goal, and the Predators now lead the hockey game for the first time tonight at 2-1. Panarin drops it now at the left point. Then Riemsdyk to Kane, top of the right circle to Seabrook, straightaway, and drive, he scores! And it may have been Jonathan Taves at the top of the crease deflecting that one past Pekarinne. Either way, it's a power play goal. Hawks 2-for-5 with a power play here tonight and tied the score at 2. Forsberg over the line to Arvidsson, top of the right circle, shoots. And Tyler Mott hit one knee to block that. Here's a loose puck picked up by Kane. Leads a 3-on-2 rush through center ice over the Preds line. Top of the right circle, Kane shoots, he scores! Patrick Kane used the other two Hawks on the rush as a decoy, looked off the Predators and snapped it past Pekarinne. With 5:12 left in the third, the Hawks lead 3-2. Kept in, Josi fires from the left point, blocked in front by Jalmerson. 2 seconds, one, the Hawks hang on and win here in Nashville. Patrick Kane's late goal, along with Jonathan Taves' power play goal in the third period, and the Blackhawks earn a victory here tonight. Their overall record now improves to 23-10-5, while the Predators fall to 15-14-6, and the Blackhawks retain at least a one-point edge on the Minnesota Wild, who at last report were leading the New York Islanders up in Minnesota.